Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narchery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Game Theory Complete. The Complete Textbook by William Spaniel is an introductory textbook on formal game theory, designed for readers who want a direct path into strategic reasoning without unnecessary mathematical detours. The book focuses on two central formats of analysis strategic form games, usually represented with payoff matrices, and extensive form games, represented with game trees. Spaniel develops the subject through progressively more complex examples, beginning with familiar problems such as the prisoner's dilemma and moving toward solution concepts including strict dominance, Nash equilibrium, mixed strategies, backward induction, and subgame perfect equilibrium. Its purpose is instructional rather than historical or philosophical. The emphasis falls on how to identify incentives, compare payoffs, eliminate weak options, and predict stable outcomes when each participant understands that others are also choosing strategically. The book is especially associated with the author's Game Theory 101 teaching project, making it a practical bridge between textbook study and visual online instruction. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, strategic form games as a disciplined way to model interdependent choices. A central foundation of Game Theory 201 is the strategic form game, often displayed as a payoff matrix. This format forces the reader to separate three elements that are easily blurred in ordinary discussion: who the players are, what actions each player can take, and how every combination of actions produces payoffs. By beginning with matrix games, Spaniel makes strategic interdependence visible. A choice is not evaluated in isolation, but in relation to what the other player is expected to do. The prisoner's dilemma is useful here because it shows why individually rational behavior can generate a collectively poor result. Each player has an incentive to defect, even though mutual cooperation would be better for both. The lesson is not simply that people are selfish or short-sighted. The more precise point is that payoff structures can make cooperation unstable when each participant must account for the incentives of the other. This matrix-based approach gives beginners a concrete grammar for game theory. Instead of relying on verbal intuition, readers learn to inspect rows, columns, outcomes, and comparative payoffs. That discipline prepares them for more advanced solution concepts because every later method depends on accurately reading the strategic environment first. Secondly, strict dominance and iterative elimination as tools for narrowing rational choices. Spaniel gives sustained attention to strict dominance because it is one of the clearest entry points into formal strategic reasoning. A strategy is strictly dominated when another available strategy produces a better payoff no matter what the opponent does. This idea is powerful because it does not require a full prediction of the opponent's behavior. If one option is worse in every possible circumstance, a rational player should not use it. The book then extends this reasoning through iterated elimination of strictly dominated strategies. After removing one irrational option, the structure of the game may change enough to reveal additional dominated strategies. This process demonstrates that rational analysis can be sequential even within a simultaneous move game. The reasoning does not depend on psychology or negotiation. It follows from comparing payoff consequences under common assumptions about rational choice. The value of this topic is also its limitation. Strict dominance is decisive only when the payoff comparisons are unambiguous across all opponent actions. Many real strategic situations do not contain dominated strategies, or elimination stops before a single prediction emerges. By presenting the method early, the book gives readers a reliable but bounded tool useful when available, insufficient as a complete theory of strategic behavior. Thirdly, Nash equilibrium and mixed strategies as predictions of mutual best response. The book moves from dominance to Nash equilibrium because many games cannot be solved by simply deleting irrational strategies. Nash equilibrium asks a different question given what everyone else is doing. Does any player have an incentive to change unilaterally? If no one can improve by changing alone, the outcome is stable in the specific game theoretic sense of mutual best response. This concept is broader than dominance and explains why some outcomes persist even when they are not socially optimal. Spaniel presents equilibrium as a calculation rather than a slogan. Readers learn to identify best responses, compare them across possible opponent choices, and locate strategy profiles where those best responses coincide. The inclusion of mixed strategies adds another layer. In some games, no pure action is stable because predictable behavior can be exploited. Randomization can become rational when it makes an opponent indifferent among responses. This is one of the more counterintuitive lessons for beginners. Uncertainty can be strategically chosen rather than merely suffered. The treatment of mixed strategies also shows why game theory often requires exact payoff reasoning. Small changes in payoffs can alter the probabilities that sustain equilibrium, so the formal details are not decorative, they determine the prediction. Fourthly, extensive form games, backward induction, and the logic of credible future action, Game Theory 101 also introduces extensive form games, represented with game trees, to analyze situations in which timing matters. Matrix games are effective for simultaneous decisions, but many strategic problems unfold step by step. In a game tree, players act at decision nodes, observe or anticipate earlier moves, and face consequences that depend on the path taken through the tree. This structure allows the book to explain backward induction. Rather than beginning at the first move and guessing forward, the analyst starts at the final decision points and determines what rational players would choose there. Those later choices are then folded back into earlier decisions. The method clarifies why threats and promises must be credible to influence behavior. A player may announce a future action, but if that action would be irrational when the future moment arrives, the announcement should not be persuasive. Subgame Perfect Equilibrium refines Nash equilibrium by requiring rational play in every relevant part of the game tree, not merely along the predicted path. This topic is important because it connects formal solution concepts to familiar strategic settings, such as bargaining, deterrence, entry decisions, and sequential competition. The key insight is that order of moves can change incentives as much as the payoffs themselves. Lastly, a pedagogy built around worked examples, visual clarity, and limited formal burden. One of the distinctive features of Game Theory 101 is not only what it covers but how it teaches. Spaniel uses a game-centered method, introducing formal tools through concrete problems, rather than beginning with abstract theorem-driven exposition. The book is known for clear step-by-step calculations and heavy reliance on diagrams, especially matrices and game trees. This matters because introductory game theory often becomes difficult when readers lose track of which payoff comparison justifies which conclusion. By slowing the mechanics of solution procedures, the book reduces the gap between understanding a definition and applying it correctly. Its style also reflects its relationship to the author's broader teaching ecosystem, including the Game Theory 10-on-1 video series. The result is closer to a structured course companion than a conventional survey text. The trade-off is that accessibility comes with selectivity. Readers seeking advanced mathematical treatment, deep coverage of mechanism design, repeated games, Bayesian games, or specialized research applications will need further resources. Still, the book's pedagogical strength is substantial for its intended level. It helps readers form correct habits of analysis, define the game, identify incentives, compare best responses, and justify conclusions from the structure rather than intuition alone. In conclusion, Game Theory 101, the complete textbook, is best suited for beginners. Students in introductory game theory, intermediate microeconomics, and political science, and self-learners who want to understand strategic interaction through worked problems rather than broad commentary. It is also useful for readers who have encountered famous examples such as the Prisoner's Dilemma, but do not yet know how to solve games formally. The practical benefit is a disciplined way to analyze situations in which outcomes depend on more than one decision-maker: competition, bargaining, deterrence, cooperation, and strategic commitment. Intellectually, the book teaches readers to distinguish intuitive guesses from solution concepts such as dominance, Nash equilibrium, mixed strategies, backward induction, and subgame perfect equilibrium. Its main advantage over many popular game theory books is procedural clarity. Rather than emphasizing anecdotes or loose applications, it shows the mechanics of analysis in a compact, visual, and course-friendly format. Compared with more technical textbooks, it is less comprehensive and less mathematically advanced, but that limitation is part of its positioning. It stands out as an efficient entry point that makes formal game theory approachable without abandoning rigor at the introductory level. Readers who want a clear foundation before moving into advanced models are likely to benefit most. If you would like to support William Spaniel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.